In love sometime.
Well, I don't, and neither does my car.
It's my car who's not in love, because my car's not alive like yours is, Beetle Brain.
Yeah, forget it, Doomy. I've got dirty socks with more life in them.
Doomy says he loves her anyway. Doomy, why don't you, you know, show her how you feel about her? I think they look cute together.
Yeah, so do my nostrils. A little more camouflage, and the bugs won't even see us coming.
You're not fooling me, Beetlejuice. You planned all this stuff just to get Doomy's mind off the mayor's sports car.
Of course! First, we'll take a romp through the swamp to collect those tasty swamp flies. Then, a duck into the muck to collect some real Netherworld delicacies. Slugs and leeches. Yeah, it's gonna be grimy, slimy, down and dirty. Just the way we like it. Right, Doomaru? Hey, Doomy, where are you going? The car wash!
Aw, isn't it sweet? He wants to look nice for the mayor's car. Oh, to you too, Beetlejuice.
Help you look nice, Doomy. Nice and dirty. Thanks for returning the favor.
Beetlejuice, everybody wants to look good for the one they love.
Lydia, You're turning our mean machine into a weenie machine. Besides, how can he have a romance with a lifeless lump of metal?
Doomy says the pink car wants to live. He can feel it.
That's as impossible as pulling this weasel out of my ear.
Well, I think that when you love someone, the impossible becomes possible. Maybe the pink car can feel Doomy's love. Maybe she wants to come alive so she can be with him. Love is magic, Beetlejuice. Aw, Doomy wants to buy his lady love a gift. Come on, I'll help you.
Hey, what about the slugs and leeches?
Oh, Beetlejuice, that's no gift for a cute little pink car.
What about pink slugs and leeches?
Drive that wonderful automobile of yours down to the Car That Has Everything shop, where you'll find just the gift for the car that has everything. Does your car's engine cough? We have new grease-flavored cough drops for the engine with a sore throttle. Need a real shrunken head to hang from your mirror? Or the new triple-ply windshield wipers. How about fender skirts? Yes, the Car That Has Everything shop will never steer you wrong.
Oh, I'm sure she'll like it. I mean, what car wouldn't love some carburetor number 5 perfume?
I'll get him back to his senses with a little scent a week old garbage. Look, Dooms, tonight's our night to watch Demolition Derby on TV. Watching those big, dumb, lifeless cars bash each other till their fenders fall off? How can you pass up on a good time like that?
Face it, Beetlejuice. Our little car is growing up. All he cares about is finding the mayor's car. Aw, he's named her Pinky. Well, of course I'll help you look for Pinky.
Well, you can count me out. I refuse to watch Doomy make a dweeb of himself over a worthless pile of nuts and bolts.
Suit yourself, Beetlejuice.
All right.
Personally, I think it's beautiful. Love conquers all, you know.
You're wrong, babes! Bad breath conquers all! See?
Go ahead, Doomy.
Y'all for attending my annual fundraiser. The more funds you put in my bag, the higher we raise it.
It's fun.
She looks beautiful, Doomy. How about a picture? Say freeze. Now, how about some perfume? Juice's cologne.
Why, know that stench anywhere? Beetlejuice! I'm gonna get that ghost and his low-class car!
Let's go!
And the mayor told me to tell you to keep your hunk of junk away from his elegant auto, or he'll tow your ugly car away and put you to work cleaning toilets.
How dare you insult my boy, Doomy! The mayor's prissy pink putmobile started it!
Beetlejuice, you're turning into Doomy's dad!
Huh? Baloney! Lydia, I knew that femme fatale with fenders would lead to no good.
Beetlejuice, no matter what the dangers, we can't stand in the way of true love.
True love? Love is never having to say, hey, who ate all the beetles? I'm putting a stop to this once and for all. Doomy, you are never going to see her again.
Have a wonderful date, Doomy.
Date? Go ahead, ruin your life. See if I care. Oh, where did I go wrong? Do you know what time it is? I've been worried to death. I raised you to be abnormal like me. I raised you to love bugs and slime and driving people crazy. Who would have dreamed you would ever turn out like this? He's falling for it.
Now listen up. It's important the ambassador from the Geek Islands likes me. He might give me a free vacation there.
I hear only the geekiest can go to the Geek Islands.
Uh-oh. Doomy's jealous.
It's Beetlejuice's gas-brain car again. Arrest that car.
Run, Doomy, run!
May or may not, you can forget that vacation in the Geek Islands. We geeks don't let weirdos like you on our islands.
Oh, when I get my hands on that car, I'm gonna cut it up into a million tiny car parts and fling them to the far corners of the media.
We must stop at nothing to catch that car.
Three donuts!
Nothing except that.
Works every time.
Let me at him.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, there's a worm in this donut.
Of course! That's how I get these nice big holes in them.
Pop, Toey. There's no sign of the car or Beetlejuice, except for these stinky socks. Should I hold them for evidence?
No.
Told you that pink car was bad news!
I know it's dangerous, but I still believe Doomy should follow his heart. Don't you have a heart, Beetlejuice?
No! What do you call me? Hey, you, get back in there!
You do have a heart. You just don't want to show it.
You got that right. Yo, heart, beat it, will you? I never listen to my heart, especially when my stomach has something to say. I feel so empty. You two stay there while I forage for beetles.
Don't let anyone see you.
And don't you do anything ridiculous, like looking for Pinky. I smell a brat! Where do you think you're going, young man?
He's going to check up on Pinky.
Have you lost your mind, babes?
He's worried about her, Beetlejuice.
Get back in there! Young man, you're grounded! Without your spark plugs, you'll have to stay home. Easy, babes. I just don't listen to my heart. You're a jerk, Beetlejuice. You say something, Liz?
Extra!
Read all about it. May or may not leave town to protect his car from juvenile delinquent auto of stinky, obnoxious Beetlejuice.
Oh, no, you don't, young man. You're staying right here where I can keep an eye on you.
Lydia, do me. Look at this. Two blobs are riding a unicycle on Circus of the Blobs.
We're busy, Beetlejuice. Busy being sad, thanks to you.
How can you be sad when there's this great stuff on TV?
Don't despair, Doomy. You can't be with Pinky right now, but you could write her a poem.
Hey, I love poetry.
Do not!
No other car can match you, though they all use gasoline. You're the cutest thing in fenders I have ever seen. Your hood is like a sunset. Your grill work is like lace. I long to press your windshield close to my metallic face. Ah, have I a chance, dear Pinky, or must I wait in line with all the other cars whose headlights you have turned like mine? It's beautiful, Doomy. Doomy!
These blobs are what's beautiful. You two are really missing something.
Pinky's gonna love your poem. I'll get it in the mail right away.
Yeah!
Oh, the Schlocky Mountains. Just the place for a politician to spend his vacation. Oh, yes, I won't be bothered by Beetlejuice's goo-goo-eyed car for a long time. What's the matter with you?
I command you to start.
I just don't get it, Mayor. Her temperature's up a bit. Her oil's down a little, but other than that, nothing's wrong with your cute little pink car.
Stuff it in your toolbox, pal. I'm disowning this piece of junk.
Turn to as the wheel turns.
Doomy, how can you watch a soap? I mean, that's almost as disgusting as using soap. And stop sighing like that.
Beetlejuice, you've got to put Doomy's spark plugs back so he can go look for Pinky.
No way, babes. I put my foot down. What I say goes! Well. And whatever you do, stay out of my stinky sock drawer!
All right!
This is a bigger waste of time than washing my feet. Whoa! I tell you, Liz, that pink car is not alive, and there's nothing Doomy can do about it.
Deadly Voo! Somehow, the magic of love has brought Pinky to Doomy!
Oh! Don't be such a romantic. She was probably sitting on a big hill of slop somewhere, and that stupid mayor forgot to leave on the emergency brake.
He wants to take Pinky to the Netherworld auto factory and bring her to life.
It'll never work. Nothing can bring that brainless bucket of bolts to life. You'll see. I better tag along. Might be a few laughs. Are you satisfied? Don't feel bad, Doomy. Now we can get back to our usual disgusting life. I just got a little slime in my eye.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Mayor disowns sports car.
That means Pinky is ours.
If you can't juice them, join them.
Admit it, Beetlejuice. You do have romance in your heart.
Nah, babes. Love is the pit. Whoa!
In your case, Beetlejuice, I guess you're right.